USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With 51 illegal immigrants dying in the Texas heat this week, the open border policy, backed by hours of video evidence, is being disputed by the White House. They claim it's the cartels that caused the deaths. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Fox News reiterates these deaths are a result of President Biden's policy.
Well, they are right about one thing. The cartels are definitely at fault here, but who also is at fault is the administration. It's going to happen again. It's happened before, and it's largely due to the Biden administration policies of inviting illegals to cross the border.
The COVID-19 vaccine strategy for the fall remains confusing with unanswered questions after the Food and Drug Administration expert panel on Tuesday spent hours debating how and whether to update the vaccines. It's being reported vaccines are losing effectiveness against new variants, and more than half of Americans are still without a booster shot. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Ghostbuster franchise has announced a new movie. Tim Berg reports.
Something strange. The sequel for Ghostbusters Afterlife is getting a release date. The characters will head back to New York City and the Ghostbusters firehouse after spending the entirety of Afterlife in a small town in Oklahoma. There's no word on which actors will be teaming up to fight ghosts in the sequel. Ghostbusters Afterlife 2 will hit the big screen December 20th, 2023.
Cassidy Hutchinson, a top aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told the made-for-TV January 6 committee she witnessed Trump attack Secret Service members and attempt to take the steering wheel of his SUV when they refused to take him to the Capitol on January 6. The Secret Service said the head of the Trump security detail, Robert Engel, and the limousine driver were prepared to testify under oath that Trump never lunged for the steering wheel or attacked Secret Service members. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A 34-year-old man was injured Monday when he was gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park. The attack took place near the Old Faithful Geyser when a bull bison charged the man and his family. The man from Colorado was taken to an Idaho hospital with an injury to his arm. This is the second time this year that a guest got too close to the wild animals at Yellowstone. The way the Biden administration has opened up the southern border of the United States to anyone who wants to meander right in is being called into question as 51 illegal immigrants die in the heat in San Antonio, Texas. Despite all the video evidence, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre disputes the border being open.
The matter is the border is closed, which is in part why you see people trying to make this dangerous journey using smuggling networks. Again, our hearts go out to the families at this time. We are going to stay focused on the facts and making sure that we hold these smugglers accountable.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says this is business as usual for President Biden.
All he's done since he's been president is employ open border policies. That means basically ceding the border to the cartels to engage in activity just like this. These are not the only people who have died coming across the border. This is just the most recent example. This happens all the time, and you're going to see the numbers skyrocket in the hot South Texas summer.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.